ever been in a relationship that drained you more than a 2-hour Instagram scroll? Yeah, I'm talking about those toxic connections that leave you feeling like a deflated balloon animal. You know, the kind that make you question your own worth and leave you wondering what went wrong. Hey Gen Z, it's your girl Riley Hart, and today we're diving headfirst into the messy, but also important topic of healing from toxic relationships with self-care practices. Because let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? First things first. Ditch the fairytale narrative. Toxic relationships are like that Instagram influencer who's always living their best life but secretly eats ramen noodles for every meal. It's all smoke and mirrors, fam. You deserve a relationship where you feel valued, respected, and supported, not drained and emotionally bankrupt. So, if you're feeling the vibes of toxicity creeping in, it's time to hit the eject button. Now, healing isn't some magical unicorn ride. It takes work, self-awareness, and a whole lot of self-care. Think of it like upgrading your phone's software. Sometimes you gotta factory reset everything to make it run smoother. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your healing game. 1. Acknowledge the toxicity. This might sound obvious, but acknowledging the red flags is crucial. Toxic relationships can be sneaky, making you doubt your own perceptions. Pay attention to those gut feelings, they are trying to tell you something. You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation and feel drained like you just ran a marathon? Yeah, that's not healthy. Dear, cut the cord. Seriously, ghosting might be tempting, but it's often more emotionally satisfying in the long run. Think of it as unfollowing someone on social media. You don't need constant reminders of drama or negativity in your life. 3. Redefine your worth. Toxic relationships often try to chip away at your self-esteem like a serial comment ruining your carefully curated feed. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. Write down all the things you love about yourself: talents, quirks, achievements. Read it daily. You're a masterpiece, not a sketch. R. Embrace your inner wellness guru. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and avocado toast, although those are pretty great. It's about prioritizing your mental, emotional, and physical health. Think exercise, those endorphins will be your BFF. Meditation, even 5 minutes, can make a difference. Healthy eating, fuel your body with good vibes, and spending time doing things you genuinely enjoy. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. Choose your squad wisely, fam. The people around you have a huge impact on your well-being. Hang out with those who uplift you, celebrate your wins, and offer support during tough times. Remember that toxic energy can be contagious, so keep your circle filled with good vibes only. Okay, imagine this. You're scrolling through social media and you see an ex posting about their perfect new relationship. Your stomach drops and you're tempted to spiral into a pit of self-doubt. Sound familiar? Remember that toxic relationships often leave us feeling insecure and questioning our worth. But here's the truth bomb. You are not defined by your past relationships. The happiness doesn't diminish yours. Instead of comparing yourself, focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep growing. So, how do you actually put these self-care practices into action? Start small. Today, take 5 minutes to meditate, listen to an empowering playlist, or call a friend who always cheers you up. Tomorrow, try going for a walk in nature, journaling your thoughts, or indulging in a relaxing bath. Remember, consistency is key. Small steps every day add up to big changes over time. You're stronger than you think, Gen Z. You deserve love, respect, and happiness. So ditch the toxic relationships that hold you back and embrace self-care practices that empower you to shine. Now go out there and slay. Don't forget to DM me your thoughts on this episode. I love hearing from you. And if you found this helpful, tag it in a TikTok or stitch it with your own story. Let's spread the self-love vibes. Make sure to follow, rate, and share this podcast like it's your new obsession. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.